Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles V. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. Amen. Our topic this morning is the love of God, the untold truth. The love of God, the untold truth. Get our devotional scripture read from 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. The scripture says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name for being our God. We just ask that you will continue to give us your knowledge and your wisdom pertaining to your will of the word of God. And Father, we just thank you. We just magnify your words, Father, in the ears and the ears of your beloved saints, that they may be able to be equipped in the word of God, Father, steadfast in your holy words. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name for being who you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all on this morning. Amen. We're talking about the love of God. Amen. Reason being is because I believe that the church is confused on the love of God because of how and the way that the preachers are preaching it behind the pulpit. Amen. Now, the word love, amen, pertaining to godly love, amen, is the word agape. Amen. And the word agape is talking about a divine love. Amen. The word that most preachers are using in the pulpit, amen, is filio, amen. Filio is a touchy-feely love dealing with emotions, amen. Then you have another word called eros. Eros is a lusty word, a lusty love, amen. Dealing with relationships between a man and a woman, amen. It's where we get our word exotica from. Amen. So these basic three basic love that people talk about and the word of God talks about, Amen. So we want you to be able to identify which that the Word of God is actually talking about. Amen. When it's pertaining to God, it's pertaining to agape. And agape love is dealing with God's commandments. It has nothing to do with feelings or emotion. It has to do with God's commandment. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. On that note, I'm going to take you up to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, we're going to go to the 14th chapter of the Gospel of God, John, and we're going to read a couple of scriptures so that you can be able to understand what it is I'm talking about. The scripture says this here in verse chapter 14, verse 15. It says, if you love me, love who? He's talking about Jesus. If you love me, keep my commandments. He defined in the word love right there. He said, if you love God, you know what you ought to do? You ought to keep his commandments. Keep his commandments. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I know people don't want to hear this, but it is the truth. Amen. Amen. That love that they're talking about behind the pulpit has nothing to do with God. Amen. That's man's way of loving a person. A man's way of loving a person is with emotions and feelings. Amen. This is not the way God loves an individual. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody can have feelings for another individual, but will you go all the way to be able to put your life on the line? Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 14, St. John, verse 21 says this, he that has my commandments and keep them, he is that they love me. And he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father. And I will love him, and I will make manifest of myself to him. Amen. He'll reveal himself to you because he know that you love him. You're willing to sacrifice everything to keep his commandments. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 23, same chapter, verse scripture said, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Amen. What is his words? His words is a commandment. And my Father will love him. Amen. And he will come into him and make our abode with him. 24. He that loveth me not keep my sayings, and the words of which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. Amen. 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 So he's telling you, amen, that you are to be able to keep his commandments if, amen, you love him. Amen. Because I know exactly what your preachers gonna say, or what most preachers are gonna say. They gonna bring up John 3:16, so your God loved the world. Amen. Amen. That he gave his only begotten Son. You have to remember something now. Amen. God gave his Son, sacrificed his Son. Amen. On the cross, that means his flesh died. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says you cannot be his disciple unless you pick up your cross daily. Amen. What is that talking about? That's talking about crucifying yourself, crucifying your flesh. That's what he's talking about. In order to crucify your flesh, you have to be able to obey the commandments of God. Amen. Can I get a witness? I know I ain't going to get many, but amen, they there. Amen. You have to be able to do that, church. If you not, if you ain't able to do that, then you ain't going to be able to crucify your flesh. Amen, amen, amen. I know they want to tell you one thing, amen, and do another, amen, but God is very, very clear on what he wants us to do. Amen. And we're not doing it, not as a believer, not as a church, and not as his people. Amen. Can I get a witness here? We study following around after these traditions and all of this kind of stuff that is leading us astray unto God's word, which God told us not to even follow after these traditions, but we continue to follow after them and lead us astray. I'm here to tell you today, the traditions from this world do not have God's love in it. Amen. Hallelujah. God say we ought to love our neighbor as ourselves. One of the greatest commandments of all, to love thy neighbor as we love ourselves. How is we supposed to do that, church? If you think God talking about feelings, oh Lord have mercy. That scripture has nothing to do with feelings. If you're supposed to walk in the commandments of God, you're supposed to help your neighbor, your brother, your sister walk in the commandments of God. And how do you do that? By giving them the commandments of God. That's how you love your neighbor. You give him or her the commandments of God. He's not talking about a touchy-feely love. He's not talking about that. You talking about filio. You getting a filio mixed up with agape or agapeo. Can I get a witness here? We need to study our word and learn the untold truth, because your people are lying to you. Hallelujah. They are lying to you, church, and they continue to lie and continue to abuse us, because we do not, amen, want to study to show ourselves approved, amen. And because of it, many of us are going to suffer. We're going to suffer a great flight because we do not study on our own. Amen. Many of the preachers are offering you this prosperity gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about churches are full of listening to this mess. But I'm here to tell you the truth, amen. If that preacher is going to hell, the people that's in the congregation that's listening to him are going to hell also, amen. Can I get a witness here? I want to take you back to 1 John, amen. I want to take you back to 1 John. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I want you to listen to this. Amen. 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 So that you can get some good understanding. Amen. I'm in chapter 3 of 1 John. Amen. Verse 22, it says this. It reads as follows. He said, and whatsoever we ask, amen. Whatsoever we ask, that sounds like some of the prosperity messages that the preacher said. Whatsoever you ask, just say it with your mouth, and you'll get it. It's all yours. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, y'all, we really are deceived in the church. Amen. Well, I want you to pay attention to this scripture so you can understand how it really works. Amen. The scripture said in 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we what? I ain't hear you. It says, because we, amen, amen, hallelujah, keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. That's why God blesses us. Why? Because he keeps his commandments. When I say blessed us, we either the word blessed talking about eulogia. Amen. Blessed have two specific meanings in the Bible. Amen. One, God speaks good things pertaining to us. And another, God allow us to be happy and content with what we have. Amen. It's nothing to do with materialistic things to say you blessed, amen. You say you blessed because God have allowed you, amen. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me here. You say that you blessed because God have allowed you to remain happy. God have allowed you, amen, to remain in his favor. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God, this is not about you having a car. It's not about you having a house. It's not about you having a little money, amen. Can I get a witness here? Somebody need to pray in this place. Amen. We need some understanding. We need more of God's grace. Amen. We need more of his word. Amen. To be able to get this untold truth. Amen. The untold truth about love. Agape love. Agape your love. Amen. Oh God. A divine institution. Amen. Oh God. We're not talking about feelings. Feelings can go any kind of way. Up, down, sideways, backwards. All kind of ways. Amen. You can't trust feelings. You can't trust emotions. Amen. You never know where they'll be at because they're just like the wind, blown, tossed here and there. Just the Bible, when it speaks of love, it is not talking about emotion. It's not talking about a feeling. It's talking about a divine institution. Amen. It's divine. Only those that are chosen to do his will could perform this divine love. Amen. Those of us, amen, that claim to be Christians, we supposed to have the ability, amen, amen, to perform love by sacrificing our flesh daily, amen, by preaching the word daily, by praying to God daily. Can I get a witness here? Do we understand where we're going with this? Amen. We need some understanding in the truth. Oh God, hallelujah. The scripture said, remember, God is love. God is love. So you know, if you really in God, you is his love also. You is his commandments, amen. You is his word of God, amen. You is who he said you are, amen. And we need to perform the very things in which God has said, amen, that we could perform, amen. Can I get a witness here? So if we perform them things, we'll know that God is in them things. Why? Because we do the things that pertain to God's doctrine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm in 2 John chapter 9. 2 John chapter 9, it says, 2 John chapter 1 verse 9 says, whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of the Christ has not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not unto your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Amen. Don't give him no peace when he leave. Amen. Can you give me a witness here? Why? Because he's not abiding in the doctrine of God. And it is the doctrine of the God, which is his commandment. Remember, he said about his word, if you receive his word, you also receive him. If you're not receiving God's word, you're not receiving Christ. It's very simple when we're talking about the love of God. Amen. Can I get a witness here? We ought to be a living sacrifice to him. Can I get a witness here? I said a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice. Come on, church. Get up off your high horse and study your Bible for yourself so you won't be lost. So you won't be fooled with this touchy-feely love. Amen. God don't want you fooled. He don't want you deceived so that you'll be able to understand and know the untold truth. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let me give you this last scripture here. We're starting in 2 John, amen, chapter 1, starting at verse 4. The scripture say, I rejoice greatly that I found of my children walking in the truth. Can I say that to you, that you're walking in the truth? Oh, God. As we have received a commandment from the Father, and now I beseech thee, Lady, not as though thou have wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. Amen. And this is love. Hold it. Let's pause for a minute. This is love. This is love. This is love. Verse 6. That we walk after his commandments. Wow. That we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. Oh, God, this is the love. Whether you want to love one another or love your neighbor, you need to walk in the commandments of God. This was from the very beginning. You cannot love God, love your neighbor, love your sister, brother, whoever you want to love, if you're not walking in the commandments of God. I don't care who you is, amen. You could be John Osteen, you could be T.D. Jakes, or whoever the lying prophet is, amen. If you're not walking in the commandments of God, amen, you're not of God. Can I get a witness here? Amen. You have to be of God by walking in God. That's the only way that you can know God and understand who God is, by knowing his word and by knowing his truth and by giving understanding and giving his commandments to thy neighbor. Oh, hallelujah. You're giving it to your neighbor, you're giving it to your brother, you're giving it to your sister, and you're loving one another by doing it. Hell, hallelujah. Give them the commandments of God, the word of God. And when you give them the word of God, amen, you have done as Christ has told you to do, amen. Kill a get a witness here. I'm talking about a soldier manifesting the word of God, amen. A child of God being obedient to the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. As the commission saying that we are to go henceforth. Can I get a witness here? Oh God. Baptize them, meaning that put that word on them in the mighty name of Jesus, that they can be atoned by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they are knowing, you know that Christ died for them. Christ died for you. That we'll be able to carry our cross on a daily basis, picking up that cross, knowing that our Messiah is looking down on us, knowing that your children are obedient in his will. Oh God, we just thank you for you. We just thank you for your Son. We just thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your understanding that we can be able to sit here and say, I'm your child, I'm your son, and I'm your daughter.